Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about the Democratic Party and their message, which is like saying the Eskimos and their convertibles, the Mormons and their all-night dance marathons, ISIS and their fabled art appreciation classes. After last year, what can be politely called the most gruesome drubbing in the history of midterm elections, the Democrats commissioned a report to investigate what the hell went wrong and how to get back in the game. The report was based on interviews and studies and surveys and astrological forecasts and ratings on IMDb of the first two Hobbit movies and some random notes found on the back of spindled lunch receipts and fortune cookies, but only from indigenously correct restaurants in the Chinatown sections of four large metropolitan areas on the West Coast. Although the full report isn't scheduled to come out until May, preliminary hearings of their official soul-searching were announced, and just like the Republicans after 2012, the Dems have come to the considered opinion that it isn't their message that's keeping them from a humongous pile of victories, but the delivery of it. Like saying Domino's has terrific pizza, if only we could figure out how to keep it from arriving cold and mealy with congealed cheese sticking to the top of the box. Former Democratic National Chairman and Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell said because his party's message is reasonable and intelligent, it's almost inherently nuanced. Well, there's your problem right there. Inherently nuanced? Yeah, that floats down the middle of Main Street like a tank on a Zephyr. The answer is pretty simple. You guys want to be the smart party? Stop doing stupid stuff. You want to be known as a successful party? Stop being such losers. Stand for something, anything, besides the national anthem, that is. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.